Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. I'm so excited to have you join me. Today, it is the beginning of a new month. It feels like a fresh start. We're all in the middle of spring now. It's like time for spring cleaning, time for us to get our mind right, right? We're preparing for the summer. I'm preparing for my wedding. I just had my birthday month. I'm feeling good. And with my birthday month comes a lot of reflection, which made me think like, wow, ooh-wee. It made me think about my 20s. You know, I'm all up in my 30s now, and I'm not going to tell my age, but I feel good. I feel blessed. I feel like this is going to be a great year. And with me thinking about my 20s and me always talking about dating, I was like, well, let me do an episode about some dating advice I would give to my 20-year-old self. And it feels good too, because I have 7 nieces and nephews, right? And 2 of my nieces are in their 20s. And the other one, she's a teenager. So I'm like, this is kind of advice that I wish I knew that I can now share with my nieces and just to other women, right? I'm happy now. I'm in a healthy, great relationship, but there are a lot of things that I needed to learn on my journey. And I feel like as you get older, you want to spread that wisdom to other women to save them from having to go through such a process or journey. And sometimes it'll save them. And sometimes it's like, well, you know what? They need to get their own life experience. But I'm just going to share and take what you will. And, you know, if you're around my age or in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever, you might be like, ooh, girl, yeah, I needed that advice too in my 20s. Or you might think, shoot, but wait till you're in your 40s. I don't know. I don't know. So I'm just going to start. I think I have about 7 things listed here, and I just want to share them with you, okay? Number 1, explore yourself a little more in your 20s, all right? Date around, figure out what you really want, what you really like. Don't put a timeline on it. I feel like so many people in their 20s, I don't know if it's society. I think it's society. There are a lot of magazines like 30 under 30, so it makes you think you have to hit certain goals by a certain age, and if you didn't, then what is life? What are we? We're a failure, right? So I saw a post that said, like, normalize just, matter of fact, I want to get the post up for you right now. I don't want to mess this up. It said, oh, I never thought I would say this, but I'm happy that life delayed some of my blessings. This universe truly knows divine timing and won't let you choose anything from a broken place, especially if you've been praying for the best outcomes. Period. Okay. Like, there are things that we're always praying for and stuff. And I always say, just prepare for your blessings. Like, we don't know exactly the timeline. Child, my goal was to be married by the time I was 26, had my first baby at 28. And I'll tell you, like, I might have an episode about it. I have had anxiety about being an older mom. But I think if I was 28, I probably wouldn't have been ready to have a baby by then. I'm sure I would have gotten ready. But also, whoever I was dating at 26, look, I can't even remember. I hope he was a great guy. No, I think I know who I was dating. He was a great guy, but just not for me. And if I would have wanted to get married at 26, putting pressure on that guy, it would have just been a disaster. It's not where I needed to be, who I needed to be with. And, you know, like, just a little delayed timing, God's time. Now I feel blessed to be where I am now. So, like, don't put so much pressure on yourself. And explore yourself a little more in your 20s. Just have fun. Get to hang out with your friends. Like, now, because I'm older, I am at home on weekends, or I'm like scheduling time with friends like weeks in advance. And it's like a day date, girl. Like, let's go have a brunch. You know, went out with one of my girls a couple of weeks ago to a winery. Like, these are day things, because I'm in bed by like 9 o'clock these days. In my 20s, I was exploring. I was having fun. Have that fun. In my 20s, I was out probably Thursday through Sunday. If I wasn't out, I was trying to figure out where to go, or I was at a friend's house. I was doing something. I was busy with work, with school, and all of that, and just wanted to have fun on weekends. So explore that side of yourself. Explore the fun side of yourself. Because say if you're in a relationship in your early 20s and you're just locked down, I've just always been teen date in your 20s anyway. So I did. I wasn't really locked down serious with anyone. I had what you call situationships, which I'm sure the girlies know in their 20s, all about situationships, pretty much like no title, which you probably want a title, but you didn't have one. And the 20s. Fun times, right? Fun times. But you learn a lot. You learn a lot. And this is why I'm talking about it today. So explore yourself a little more. Go out there. Just have fun. Do what you want to do. Don't be tied down, because it seems like life is going to become so serious when you finally are like, okay, this is it. Then you want to build a family. And then you want to just like, I don't know, just build your life and your family. And it's just, it seems so serious to me. Now I'm okay with it because I'm in my 30s. But child, my 20s, I've been like, what am I doing? I'm still a kid. I was just 18 a few years ago. What am I doing? 23, getting married right here, right? For me in my life. Or 26, because I wanted to be 26. But it's okay. Hey, and some people do it. Some people get married and have children in their 20s, and it works. That is great. Like I said, I'm sure it would have worked out, or I'm sure I would have learned some lessons. I just happened to be engaged and about to get married and have kids later in life. But there are some things that I think would have saved me in my 20s. So number two, set better boundaries, which is funny because I didn't even know about boundaries in my 20s. Now I'm in my 30s telling the girls in their 20s to set some better boundaries, you know, speak up for yourself. Don't neglect yourself when you're dating. Don't neglect yourself, right? Again, when I was talking about exploring yourself and going out with your friends and doing stuff that you like, don't forget that side of you and that girl when you get in a relationship. Okay? So you want to set those boundaries. You want to meet that person and you want to be able to say, no, I'm going out with my friends this weekend, and they be okay with that. Period. Set those boundaries. Learn to speak up. Learn how to communicate. I have resources. I have plenty of podcast episodes on boundaries. I have my Go Girl guidebook, A Woman's Interactive Guide to Self-Love, and different chapters in there where we're exploring boundaries and boundaries, pretty much like what makes you feel uncomfortable and then how you should structure your sentence to speak up about what makes you feel uncomfortable to someone else. Okay? Explore your boundaries so that you can set them with yourself. You can set those boundaries with friends. You can set those boundaries with family. You can set boundaries in dating. You'll know yourself enough. Set those boundaries. Know what you want. Know what it is that you don't want. And know what it is that you're not going to just settle for. Have those standards. Have your non-negotiables. Have your dating do's and don'ts. It's a lot to dating, but I think it could be fun. Like, it's a science. I study it. It could be really easy, but I think sometimes we make it a little bit harder than it has to be. You know what I mean? Just tune into yourself. See how you're feeling when you're dating someone. Set those boundaries. Speak up for yourself. And that's that, right? Make sure you're aligning yourself with another person who's there setting their boundaries, and make sure you respect their boundaries like you want them to respect yours, okay? All right. Number three. So number one, we had explore yourself a little more. Number two, we have set better boundaries. Number three, be busy. All right. He got your text, girl. Ooh, this was me, like early 20s girl. What? I became a little jaded. I would text, no response. So I'm going to text again. No response. So then I'm done. I'm done with him for life. They'll come back. Text back 3 months later. Hey, hi. Hey, stranger. Hey, big head. Me. Oh, what's up? Like, girl, what? You giving him another chance? He didn't even talk to you for months? Sis, I know I'm not the only one. Girls in your 20s, I'm telling you. All right? And that's setting boundaries too. Like, hey, haven't heard from you in a few months. Hope all is well. Like, I moved on with my life. Period. Girl, because they would come back. They always come back. The thing about them always coming back, though, is you letting them come back. They can't come back unless you're letting them come back. So leave them alone. Don't let that door keep rotating. Don't let that revolving door open up on your side. Just let it flow and let it go. They don't have to come back. They don't have to. They don't. Block, delete, all that. Social media, you got that now. Block, delete. Y'all funny, though. Like, no, I want to keep my page open. I want them to see that I'm happy. Why? Why do you care if he knows that you're happy and whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But anyway, be busy. He got your text. He got that phone call, girl. You don't need to call again. You don't need to leave messages again. And it kind of made me jaded a little bit because it made me stop reaching out to guys for a minute. And I've had guys where I've dated after that person. And they're like, I always hit you up. And yeah, I just stopped hitting up guys first altogether. Like if they hit me up, cool. And I respond. But I wasn't about to reach out to anyone first anymore because this one guy in my early 20s just like would ignore me. And so I'm like, I didn't like that feeling of being rejected and ignored. So I'm just not going to hit up a guy on my own anymore until now, right? When I started dating my partner, okay, many years later, I've grown up and I'm like, you know, if I'm dating someone or seeing someone and I'm interested, there should be mutual effort, right? And he's like the only guy I did not play games with. Dang. Oh, babe, I love you. I miss you. But he's like the only guy I did not play games with. Like, I don't even know. Other guys, I got a little better where I waited at least 3 months and then I would start calling or texting if I was interested in talking to them. But with him, I didn't even wait. I didn't have those rules and games. And I'm going to wait 3 months before I text or call him first. It probably was a couple weeks after we met where I sent a text first or something like that. You know, it was very mutual. We both expressed interest. So in your 20s, again, he got that call. He got that text. Be busy with your own life so you're not looking to see if he texts you. So that you're not, especially for my anxious attachment girls, so that you're not reaching out like 10, 15 times with all these crazy texts. I wasn't that girl. If I text you once, maybe twice, I'm not texting again. I might act like you never existed until, again, they come back there 3 months later. But some people are out there who would text like 10, 15 times until they get a response and kind of blow someone up. Please don't do that. Please. All right. Be busy. Do something. Call a friend. But if someone is interested in you, you will know. You don't have to play these games. You don't have to wait until a few days to give them a call back or to hear back from them. If they say they're going to call, they'll call. If they say they want to see you and they make a plan, they'll be there. They're not flaking. If they do happen to not flake, they might have to reschedule. They'll let you know and they come up with another plan that day. Like, hey, something came up today, but what about tomorrow at 5? Something like that. Like they don't just say, oh, I'm not able to go out now and that's it and leave you hanging. No, you will know when someone is interested. Sadly, you won't know someone is interested until you've experienced someone who is interested in you, right? Because otherwise you might think, oh, maybe he's just busy. You're coming up with excuses for him. Oh, they're just busy. They'll come around or whatever. You're just making excuses. When you clearly know, like, okay, I deserve better treatment than this. That's why I say keep yourself busy so that you're not just sitting by the phone and waiting for this person to call you. Oh, young Ashley. I love that girl. She learned so much. She went through all that crap so y'all don't have to. So she could talk to you about her issues from the past. Right? Because now I'm like so like healthy and mature. Like, why wouldn't? And this is how you should think, ladies. Why wouldn't he want to call you? You are too fly and too fabulous for him to act like you don't exist and to ignore you. What? And that's something I think I learned as I got older. I think my late 20s, I think I started being like, I'm too cute for this. Okay. Yeah. I know I went that route. I was just like, I'm too cute for this. Like, I don't have to put up with this. I used to say some stuff. Okay. I used to say, I'm too cute for this. Or I used to say, there are billions of men in the world. I am not about to stress over one, like, period. I used to say that. Billions of men in the world. I am not about to stress over one. They will stress you out. And it's because a lot of times they're not interested or honestly, they might not even like you. They might be bored and just taking up some time and space in your day. And you don't need that. You don't. All right. Number four, take your time. This is why I always say stress, take your time. when dating. Back in the day, I was like, man, after like 3 months, everything changed. I don't know. There's something to that Steve Harvey book where it's like, you know, 90 days, they start switching up. You know, people have a representative, all of that. Again, this is the first relationship. I didn't play those games. I was very honest from day one. I did not care. I was very honest, very present. I was being myself. Like I said, I was rapping along to some Snoop Dogg crazy nasty song. Like, third date, I didn't care. And he didn't judge me. And I was like, dang, he might be the one. that's how I knew. And that's how I knew. No, but it's like I was just being myself. So after 3 months, I didn't change. I'm still the same person. We still rapped to that Snoop Dogg song 2 weeks ago, 3 years later, right? I did not change after those 3 months, but some people do. Some people do have on a mask. Some people do have a representative, and some people are not their true selves when they're first dating you. That's why I encourage you to really take your time. It might be 6 months. It might be a year. And you don't know, because people be switching up. Okay. People switch up sometimes. And that's why I think sometimes you have to go through seasons. You have to go through things. Maybe you have to go through a tough discussion, a disagreement, just to see how to respond. So take your time. A lot of people, they say it's the honeymoon phase, the first 3 months, and you're all into each other, and then it all fizzles out. That could be true sometimes. I think if you take your time and let it build, the honeymoon phase could always be there, because you're really building, you're really growing, and really getting to know that person. You're not just putting it all out there the first few months and giving your all the first few months, and then it all fizzles out and dies. No, you're letting it build. You're being who you really are. You're showing your true self. You're taking your time getting to know that person, so that all those moments you're building together really mean a lot more. And you keep building. But take your time. All right. Let a person show you who they are. And my last thing on that is to stop settling. Again, in your 20s, a lot of people have timelines and they want to settle. They want to get married quickly, have these deadlines and stuff for their life, and it'll make them settle. Sometimes they know they're settling for potential. I'm not getting into that whole topic again. I'm going to put that topic in the description. I talked about it just 2 weeks ago on my birthday episode on how to not settle. So you can listen to that one again. But yeah, don't settle. Take your time. Number five. Oh, I used to be part of the men ain't movement. Sorry, mama. Yeah, I was part of the, well, use your imagination. I said other words, but for this podcast, I will say men ain't nothing. That's what I used to say back in my 20s, all the time. And I'm so big now about the words that I speak and manifestation and everything. Like, I would never say anything like that these days. Okay. I love my men. But also, I had to think over time and get better at about my thoughts about men. And I'm like, well, if I'm speaking this and this is what I want, is a good man, then I have to believe that men are shit. That they are needed. You know, I had to change my thoughts. Look, I was like, I don't need no man. I can do everything by myself. Look, serious. That's why I have the Go Girl podcast, to help you. I know, right? Look, growth. You're like, you? Yes, me, girl. Me. Ask my friends from high school and college. They know what's up. We were all part of the he ain't shit movement. Okay. But we're much better now. Okay. I'm talking about marriages. I'm talking about engagements. I'm talking about babies, businesses, babies, booming, blossoming. That's what we are now. But yeah, I was part of that movement. And that's why I'm saying to you in your 20s, be careful what you're speaking. If you think like all men cheat, guess what, sis? Ding, ding, ding. You might meet a man who cheats. All right. Because that's what you're already believing. You're going to try to look for that. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's going to show up and manifest. And you're going to be like, see, because that satisfies the story you have of men. When I first got on dating apps, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't trust dating apps. What did I meet? A man who I could not trust. I was putting that out there. So really be careful what you speak. Don't be a part of that movement. Okay. There are amazing men, or if you're into women out here too. They're amazing people. It just requires some time, taking your time, and really getting to know yourself and knowing what you want. All right. Number six, you don't need closure. You don't. This advice I wish I knew in my 20s. You don't need closure because sometimes that closure will make you end up being closer to that person a little bit longer. And you don't need to be closer to them anymore. Closure is a joke. All right. What you need is more communication. Maybe that's what you need. And you just want to talk to the person and have a real honest conversation about where it is that you two went wrong in your relationship, your partnership, and how y'all can get back on the same page. That's what you want. So stop playing games like, oh, I'm going to get some closure by putting on the sexiest outfit and putting on my makeup and looking all cute. Did you see the movie Two Can Play That Game? Vivica Fox and Morris Chestnut. And she went over there to return something to Morris, but she put on her cute little lingerie and had her hair just bouncing. Her hair looked good. I was like, yes, girl. And makeup looking cute, sprayed on her little perfume. She knew what she was doing. Y'all know what y'all doing. We know what we doing. I've been there before too. Want some closure. Then you end up being back with the person. Like you wasn't closing nothing at all, if you know what I mean. Okay, so closure. You're joking. So communicate if that's what you really want. That closure to talk will bring you closer. There's no such thing. You don't need it. If you really are done with the person, be done with the person. I'm still part of that team. Like when I'm done, I'm done. It's sad. I feel sorry for those men. I am so cool. When I used to date a guy, they used to think, I think they thought I'd be around forever or something. Like, what? We ain't gonna be friends if we don't work? I'm like, no. What? But I was so cool and they were so cool with me that I think they thought like, man, yeah, like we'll always be connected. And I'm just like, we're not. And they wouldn't believe it until we were done. And I don't know. I mean, I delete the numbers. I block the numbers. I block on social media like they don't exist anymore. And sorry to them, man. I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, come on. I'm pretty sure they've moved on with their life. I moved on with mine, but I just never needed that closure. Something happened and it was just not right. Then I'm done. Block, delete, skedaddle. Done. Done. No, don't need any closure from you. And that's it. So if you really want to communicate, do that. Let's be mature. Let's use our words. All right. It's not closure. It's communication. That's what you're looking for. All right. Last one. Dating in your 20s. Make the time for it if that is what you want. Like I said, I claimed I wanted to be married with children by 26. That had to be a lie. That had to be a lie because I was so career driven in my 20s. It was a joke for me to be like, oh yeah, I wanted something serious and married. Child, I remember there were 2 years. I'm going to be so real right now. 2 years I went celibate. I don't know if it was by choice, but I was busy as hell. 2 years, not even a date. Actually, there was one date. My friend had me go on a blind date. It was like, girl, what? Anyway, a whole nother story. But anyway, only one date in 2 years. No physical contact or anything for 2 years because I was so career driven. I mean, Monday through Friday, I was working crazy hours in radio. And on the weekends, I was on air. So I would drive like an hour away to do my on-air shift. I was working a lot and I was working at 3 stations at one time. Tell me about it. Your girl was doing her thing out in these LA streets, LA and in Riverside. Okay. I was doing the damn thing and I didn't want anything getting in my way. Not even a man, not even a date. I made no time for it. So if you're in your 20s and you want a date, make time for that and have fun on those dates. I got to do an episode about just how to have a good date because so many people are just, y'all making it hard out here. Y'all don't want to go nowhere anymore. Y'all just stop. Have fun and make that time for it if that's what you want. However, if you're a girl like me and you're into your career, again, I was in my 20s, all about my career. That's what I'm building. That's that. If that's your choice, do that too. I'm happy I did do it that way, you know? But I will say it made me not have that much relationship experience. So then when I did get in my first real adult relationship when I was about 30, that's where all the crazy toxic stuff was happening in that relationship because I didn't take the time in that time in my 20s to really get to know myself and all that. I was just going through the motions, you know, I was getting older and I was having my man-age movement and, you know, making time for career and all that, but not for dating, seriously. I was just having fun, situationships, you know. So then when it was time, I did not read the books. I did not have the tools. I did not know what I needed to know to have a healthy relationship. And so it was emotionally abusive. And I've talked about that. And now, because of what I learned from that, getting out of that relationship and then being like, oh, well, let me take time to learn what I really want and what I think it looks like to have a healthy relationship. Once I did that, then I got much better at dating. And now I'm about to get married. So if you are career driven, I will say take some time, though, to maybe have some serious kind of relationships here and there, even if they don't work out. It doesn't have to be too long term. But some women are relationship girls and they will be in relationships in their 20s and stuff. And that's what works for them. Hey, do you? I just didn't grow up. I had like a toxic belief system about relationships. I think I used to think, well, everybody breaks up anyway. My parents, you know, separated when I was 4. And I'm like, oh, people break up anyway. So I just never took it seriously. I used to be the type like, I don't want flowers. They die anyway. Why are you holding my hand? Don't hold my hand. Like, I'm not that affectionate. Oh, my God. I was a lot out in these streets, but I've done the work and now I'm helping you out. All right. Now I love holding hands. I love flowers. I've softened up a lot. It's interesting. I wonder what it would have been like to have, I wonder what it would have been like to have a relationship podcast in my 20s. Actually, if y'all do some research, Caprice Classics was my college show and I was talking that stuff. Okay. Yes, I've been doing this for a minute. Dang, that's crazy. That took me back. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up this episode. But again, have fun in your 20s. You don't have to take it too seriously. But if you do decide to date, then make sure you explore yourself a little bit more. Make sure you set those better boundaries. Make sure you stay busy, okay? Also, take your time. Don't be part of the men ain't movement. I just want to let you know that you don't really need no closure. You need better communication and make time for it. If that's what you want, really make time for that dating. Okay, girl, you got this. I like this episode. If you have any questions, if you go to the description part of this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, be sure to call in and leave your questions. Actually, you don't have to call in. You just press the link to my SpeakPipe at Go Girl Movement. And all you're going to do is press record, ask your question, and I want to answer them on a podcast. If you have any questions about dating, I would love to help you. You can sign up for coaching or we can just chat. Hit me up on social media at Go Girl Movement or at I Am Ashley Caprice, or hit me up on a website, gogirlmovement.org. Until next week, have fun in these dating streets. All right. I might have another dating episode. I kind of like this dating series. And we might have some dating things in store for you. Oh, I'm also going to be, if you're in LA, I will be at the Women's Health Expo on May 11th. We're going to have a booth out there selling the t-shirts, selling the mugs, selling the Go Girl Guidebook. All right. If you're not in LA, totally fine. You can go on Amazon.com, get your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love to help you on your healthy relationship journey. All right. Thank you so much for supporting me today. I appreciate you. And again, we're on YouTube. I'm trying to put more of my videos on YouTube. So check it out over there at Miss A Caprice and on the socials at Go Girl Movement at I Am Ashley Caprice. Until next week, talk to you next time. Go Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you and I'll talk to you next time. Go Girl!